News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The Labour Party have tabled a bill to ban no-fault evictions for 3 years. Conor Sheehan, Labour Party TD for Limerick City and the party's housing spokesperson, is with us. So, Conor, you're going to pass a law that would mean that if somebody wanted to sell a house, they can't.
Good morning, Anton. I'm hoping... I brought this bill in at first stage yesterday in the Dáil, and the reason I did it is because homelessness is now at record levels in this country, and we had an eviction ban, a temporary eviction ban. This is an emergency measure during the COVID period before, and when we had it, we started to see the homeless figures actually level off, and it's not designed to be a permanent measure. It's designed to give government in particular some breathing space.
Indeed, but there are precious few grounds on which somebody can undertake a no-fault eviction. One of them being if they want to move their child into the property themselves, one being they want to sell the property, another being that there's a change of use of the property. What you're now going to do is pass a law that says those three don't work anymore. You can't have your own kids in the house and you can't sell it.
Well, you can sell a property with the tenant in situ. In fact, it's the norm to actually do that on the continent. But I'm hoping to bring in a law which will actually slow the number of people entering homelessness and start to increase the number of people exiting homelessness. We saw when we had an eviction moratorium before that the number of families in particular entering homelessness declined by 20% between 2020 and 2021. We've 17,500 people homeless now.
But sorry, what do you say to people who find themselves, because there are many in Ireland who are small landlords who may have one or two additional properties, some of them ending up with them by not by their own intent because of what happened in the housing crisis. If they now have a tenant, you are going to change the rules to be that they cannot remove that tenant from their house and sell the property, nor can they remove that tenant to put in a family member. What do you say to them to justify that?
Well, there are already restrictions there by which a landlord can terminate the tenancy of a tenant. But the fact of the matter is we had a 42% increase in evictions in the last quarter.
Yeah. What do you say to the people who will find themselves saddled with properties they cannot now sell?
Well, I think they would be able to sell those properties. We have such a housing shortage at the moment that it's very clearly a seller's market. But the fact of the matter is my priority
That is to suggest they can sell with the tenant in situ. Most of the way the sales are done, as you point out, it is uncommon in Ireland, though common in the continent. If somebody wants to now sell a property that has a tenant in, the way that they do it is as they say, thank you very much for your tenancy, here's a notice of eviction, the house is going on the market. You're now saying they won't be allowed to do that. How do you justify that to the person who is now saddled with the property they don't want?
Well, I think, number one, they would be able to sell that property. But I think what's more important is the fact that we're hurtling towards 20,000-25,000 people homeless. The government signed
up. So when they want to put a family member into the property and you're telling them, no, you're not allowed to use it for your family member. Let's say they bought the house in the expectation that when the kids came out of college, they would be able to give them a property to live in for a while they got their foot on the property ladder. You're now saying you can't do that. How do you justify it?
Well, as I said, this is an emergency measure. And the reason I'm introducing this is to make sure that we create some breathing space so we can start to actually bring the homeless figures down. They're hurtling towards 20,000-25,000 at the moment. That's my main concern in relation to this.
So somebody has given a tenancy to a couple, and over the period that tenancy has changed, one room flat or one room house has changed from two people into being six people as the family has grown. It's no longer suitable for the tenants. They want to evict them on those grounds. You're saying they can't?
Well, what I'm saying is that I want to ban on no-fault evictions, and most of the notices of termination that came in last year were for no-fault evictions, which is the leading cause of people entering homelessness in this country. I want to stem the flow of people entering homelessness in order to create some breathing space in order to actually meaningfully get on top of this problem. It's not the only measure that I'm proposing. I think government need to reverse the cuts to tenant in situ. I think they need to prioritise.
But there's already a very narrow range of reasons that somebody can evict.
Process.
That is what no-fault eviction is. It's a very narrow, tight range. It's if you're going to put a family member into the house, if you want to sell the property, or if the property is no longer suitable. They are the three mains. What you're saying to small landlords around the country is, tough luck, you're saddled with the property no matter what. You will not be able to put your family in it. You will not be able to sell it. you will not be able to decide that it's no longer appropriate for growing families that are now stuffed into the property.
What I'm saying to people around the country is that we're in a housing and homelessness emergency, and we need to prioritise the needs of people who are in homelessness and people who are at risk of entering homelessness. Renters are the most vulnerable people in housing in this country. And what I want to see is our rental system, which is out of kilter compared to the European.
What do you
norm,
think the reaction
norm,
will be of the market when landlords discover that if this happened, if you were able to get the bill passed, that this was now the situation they were in? Do you think people would be incentivized to rent their properties?
Well, I think the nature of the rental market is changing. I think, number one, there are more tenancies being created every quarter. So a lot of the scaremongering that's out there, even in relation to government's existing rental changes, is unfounded. But I also think this
has been
done in
other jurisdictions. Do you think this would incentivise people to rent their properties?
I think it's been done in other jurisdictions and it has not created a supply shock. I think what we have now is a situation where we have a housing and homelessness crisis that is the worst in the history of this state, and I think emergency times call for emergency measures.
Conor, thank you very much. That is Conor Sheehan, Labour Party TD for Limerick City. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.